From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 5, 2012. The drought situation in the western half of Texas remained largely unchanged, but abnormally dry weather reclaimed large parts of the eastern half of the state during the last week of May, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor and AgriLife reports. And after good rains a few weeks ago, South Texas also turned drier, with moderate drought to abnormally dry weather stretching from the lower Rio Grande Valley up to the coastal Bend area. A drier trend is hard on all crops, but it comes at a critical time for cotton in many parts of the state. On Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension statewide cotton specialist, College Station.
Well, I was in the Rolling Plains last week, Robert. So that Haskell area was really rolling, where they have irrigated, a decent amount of that ground is irrigated through that. But I think in the northern Rolling Plains and then the southern, well, that Abilene area, Jones County, where all the dry land, those guys were still waiting as of, I think that was Thursday morning last week.
Now, that central irrigated area, are they in the kind of situation where they've got to have some rain or they can't really afford to irrigate?
That's correct. You know, they had some surface moisture, but similar to a lot of the rest of that area up there, they didn't have a lot of deep moisture. And their wells, I don't think, have a lot of capacity after last year because they haven't had much recharge.
Mm-hmm. I hear South Texas is getting dry too.
That's correct. I was in Jackson County last night for a tour field day, and the cotton crop looks great, but they have cracks in the ground 2 inches wide and probably several feet deep, so the moisture needs to come fairly quickly if they're going to continue with the good-looking crop they have.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.